Rock and roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. What are you doing? What is that?
The last of a smoothie.
Oh, so Freddie had breakfast already this morning, grabbed it on the way out of the house.
I got a smoothie from Whole Foods and put it in the refrigerator when I brought it in.
Oh, okay. So you grabbed it on your way out of the house, out of the refrigerator.
A green monster, pineapple, almond milk. Oh, my gosh.
Pineapple, almond milk.
Stars there out in the hall.
I know, man. It's just amazing. All the people show up in this building.
Honey, almond milk, spinach. Mm-hmm. Kale. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking my vegetables.
That sounds pretty healthy, actually.
It sounds good. It's actually pretty tasty, too.
I'd try one of those. It's called the Green Monster.
The Green Monster. Really? Down Whole Foods. Tierney can whip them up the best.
I'll go over there and check it out. This has nothing to do with the Rock and Roll Tuesday.
No! I'm going to surprise you today. You know, usually our tunes are in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, occasionally the 90s. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
The year 2009.
No!
Yes!
I probably won't even know this.
Yes, you will.
All right, we'll see.
For all of you contemporaries.
Yeah.
The year 2009. Mm-hmm. What we need you to do is name the tune, artist, and the artist's home country.
Okay. Well, usually you don't hear about music on this show that's been made anywhere in the last 25 years.
It's a pretty popular tune. Name the tune, artist, and the artist's home country. I'm handing the tune or the record right now to Ron Stutz. Right. He's placing it. And
all right.
Here we go.
Here we go. Let's all listen together. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Urban.
You've heard this song.
Yeah, I have.
It's a pretty tight little pie song.
I like Keith Urban.
I like Keith Urban. I tell you why, he's a pretty good guitar player.
I've watched him on American Idol a little bit, too. He seems like a really nice guy.
I hear he's a nice guy, and then from my friends, Bill Balkan particularly, who is a musician, he says Keith Urban's pretty doggone good guitar player.
And the interesting thing is, I can't see him with Nicole Kidman. I never have been able to figure that one out.
I saw a picture of him when he was back in Australia before he kind of became mainstream here.
Yeah.
He was a geeky looking dude.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Well, he's not now.
Yeah, it was one of those pictures like we all look in a yearbook from high school and you go, oh boy.
Some of those things are scary, aren't they?
Yeah, Kiss a Girl, Australian Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. It's a tight little rocker.
Yeah.
Kiss a Girl was the second single off the Defying Gravity album, peaked on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 16. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Keith Urban is Mrs. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, really. Well, I like him a whole lot better than I do Nicole Kidman, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it's been the trend since maybe about Garth Brooks, where the country artist kind of have a little bit, a lot more crossover kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, Kiss a Girl is a pop song.
Yeah, he's pretty rock and roll, too,
Yeah.
It really is.
What was that? Also the song on that album, Sweet Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a little more country-fied, but Kiss a Girl was pop, kind of, pop tune.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thank you so much for the musical education.
Well,
as always.
You know, we're all about that here. I mean, that's our mantra, right?
You got a steep learning curve, folks.
We're just steep. Or deep.
Or curvy.
Or not deep.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
All right.